Good morning. A blustery and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England behind the departing storm that brought a wide variety of weather across the region yesterday. As that storm lifts into the Maritimes, a gusty northwest breeze will persist through the day today, at times over 40 miles per hour. This will continue to drive in unseasonably cold air, and temperatures will struggle through the 30s and only top out in the lower to middle 40s. With the wind, though, it will feel much colder throughout the day. Leftover moisture will also be wrung out in the form of a few light and spotty scattered rain and snow showers through the middle part of the afternoon. For tonight, skies will become partly cloudy and it will be chilly once again, blustery with lows back into the lower to mid-30s. This will set us up for a decent day on Friday as high pressure builds in. We'll go back to at least a mix of sun and clouds. It'll remain brisk and a bit chilly, but highs will make it into the middle and upper 50s. A nice rebound to start the weekend with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Saturday as that high pushes off the eastern seaboard. Highs will make it into the mid-60s. Another storm will make an approach from the Tennessee Valley for the second half of the weekend. Clouds will thicken up on Saturday evening with a good chance of showers overnight, and cloudy skies with a good chance of showers will last through the day on Sunday. As a result, high temperatures will be held back into the lower to mid-50s. Behind this system, a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Monday in the mid-50s before we race up through the 60s and into the lower 70s with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unseasonably cold air will linger over the central United States and expand into the east today, leaving widespread freeze watches and warnings that'll cover these respective regions. Numerous daily record low temperatures are forecast to be tied or broken today as temperatures are starting below freezing, around 20 to 25 degrees below average for late April. By tomorrow, the cold air mass will moderate as it drifts to the east, although low temperatures will remain about 10 degrees below normal in the central United States, with lows hovering in the mid-30s to the 40s. Some record lows may be threatened in the mid-Atlantic by Friday morning, but temperatures are forecast to remain above freezing. In the west, a low-pressure system will bring lingering light snow across the central Rockies for the next few days, while another surge of cold air from western Canada reaches the northern Rockies and high plains. Temperatures will once again tumble, along with a quick burst of snow as the cold front passes through much of Montana by this evening. The snow will move farther south into Wyoming by tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 1 degree, and a northwest wind at 70, gusting to 79 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 23, 81% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.71 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the upper 40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 45 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature 37, that's 13 degrees below normal. A tenth of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 2.06 inches now for the month, which is 17 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 7.48 inches for the year, which is 2.75 inches of precipitation below normal. Just a trace of snow, 54.6 inches for the season, which is 5.3 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1973 and in 1985. And the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m. 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered rain or snow showers and highs around 40. A few snow showers and breezy tonight in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a few passing rain or snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday in the mid-60s. Cloudy with showers likely on Sunday back to the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy on Monday, mid-50s. Mostly sunny mid-60s on Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds lower 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.